pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, will you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
All right. Thank you very much. Item two, board report. Well, it's the end of summer. I hate to say it, but, you know, the only thing I want to report on is that, you know, we've been around. We got parking lots looking good. Buildings are looking good. Our lawns are looking good. The you know, things are getting cleaned up. But it was so nice to see kids, people, teachers, just out and about on all the campuses, all the buildings. It's exciting to see people back in the buildings when they're supposed to be here doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I just want to throw it out there. I appreciate everybody's hard work over the summer and looking forward to fall. So Mr. Addis, item three, district report.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Obviously, you know, at the Panther preview the other night, I heard the band for the first time this year, and that was my official notification that summer's over and fall is upon us. Anytime you hear the band. And of course, we opened school. We have a lot going on this week. We have new teacher orientation this Friday, along with freshman orientation. So we have our freshman kids that are coming to the high school on Friday. We have a large number of new teachers coming to orientation on Friday as well. And then next Monday, convocation. So all of our employees will be back for us to get our year started. I just want to mention, we said goodbye to a couple of employees, central office related and stuff. If you want to add something, you can. But we had a quick lunch for John Conklin, who retired and left Norton City Schools. And John played a number of different roles here for 27 years. He drove bus. He was an educational aide. He ended up in being a courier for us. And John had an amazing retirement vacation planned. I was extremely jealous in listening to all of these details. I'll just tell you, he's in his happy place right now, in a really good place. And then Mary Rennick, and then we had a little get together for Mary last Thursday. Mary worked in schools for 47 years in treasurer's office, really just helping kids. And you talk about salt of the earth, good person. That was Mary Rennick. So do you want to say anything more about Mary?
I think we kind of talked about that before, and instead of her going on her vacation after she retired, she went on her vacation before she retired to Alaska fishing for 2 weeks. So a lot of exciting pictures, and I just wish her the best. She has been, I mean, really a great person to work with. Came from Barberton over here, kind of did the same job, and I couldn't have gotten through the past 15 years without her. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, she was awesome. Awesome lady, still is. And I guess the last thing, we talked a little bit in our work session about the opening of school and the procedures that are in place. You know, many of our building principals are here tonight. We've been here before. We've been through this. We brought kids in. We understand social distancing and clean hands, clean buildings. And we feel prepared to, you know, we're excited about having our kids back in the building. And we're excited about the safe environment that's going to be in place. So some of the same things that we had last year, we will notify our families the same way of any cases that come our way. Our dashboard will be alive. We'll send a letter out when we need to. So basically some of the same procedures will still be in place.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Item four, public participation. If anybody would like to participate tonight. Yes, sir.
So according to this paper, I got to say my name and my address. So my name is Jared Taylor. I live at 3775 Eastern Road, Norton, Ohio. So my concern has to do with the mask mandate involved in school transportation, so on the bus. So I don't see where that makes a whole lot of sense. The kids got to wear it while on the bus, but once they get to school, they can take the masks off. Understand you guys are wanting to do it the way the CDC and the health department, what they're advising. My kids are not to be masks, period. I pay for them to ride the bus. they should be able to ride a bus without a mask. If masks work, then the other people wearing masks should have absolutely nothing to worry about. I would like you guys to reconsider that policy and make it optional.
I'll just share that the policy itself has been a hotly debated topic.
I'm sure it has.
And I guess the thought came down is really with the 15 minutes of contact with someone, it's more likely to happen in a bus. And traditionally, it's less than 3 feet. When the kids come to school, their desks are more than 3 feet apart. Not saying agree or disagree, I'm just telling you that's kind of where it came from. So I think that this is a decision largely in all local districts where we are waiting for continued guidance on this. So some of the same concerns that you have, I think local school districts do as well. We've had a number of things come our way that have been black and white. We see it, we get it. But the question that you're asking, we've had some local supers and myself ask the same question. We're constantly have our eyes and ears open for what's the best thing for us to do. And this is one of them that, as of today, is still in play. So, but, you know, we think that it's probably going to end up with a legal decision, or we think that maybe the mandate will be lifted or it will be enforced. But that's where we are today.
So when it comes to the CDC, the health department, when it's my kids, it's my decision, period, right? Like I said, I pay for them to ride the transportation. They're not to be a mess, and they should be able to ride that transportation without having to wear a mask, period. So I understand your guys' position. I really wish you would reconsider and not make it a mandatory, you gotta wear the mask. There's very little science to prove that the masks do any good. There's a lot to prove that they do a lot of harm to the kids, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, I think all of us would wish for those to go away. But I tried to...
You guys are in position?
We're not. I'm really just elected officials from a mayor standpoint or city council. These are people that can make decisions. However, as I've tried to explain to the community, the State Highway Patrol comes into our parking lot every single fall and checks our buses, and they tell us whether or not your buses are safe to operate. I really don't have the power to tell the State Highway Patrol, I don't care if you say that this bus is safe or not, we're driving it. The health department comes and inspects our kitchen so our kids can eat in clean places. I can't tell them, I don't care that the kitchens are what you say, we're using this stove and we're going to cook the food. I don't care what you say. I'm not really built to do that.
I totally understand what you're saying there. But the health department, they're not law enforcement officers. The State Highway Patrol coming in and saying, you can't use this bus because of XYZ. That's totally different.
Yeah.
The health department, the CDC, they give guidelines. They don't make law, period. You guys are in a position to not make it mandatory. It doesn't need to be mandatory.
All right, thank you. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you. We're gonna move on to item 5, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Under superintendent's recommendation, letter M, we need to remove number 7. Mr. Oatman was going to have a student teacher at the elementary school, and he's now moving to the high school or the middle school.
Okay. So number 7 under M is removed.
Okay. Not having a student?
He is not, because he's going to the middle school, and this was an elementary one.
I didn't know he was transferring to the middle school.
Oh, Mr. Oatman is, but not the student teacher.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
And then I would like to add an executive session to discuss the employment of personnel after item 10. After our superintendent's report. So I would make that, item 11, item 12.
Yeah.
Very good. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there any discussion? I'm sorry, I need a second.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 6, board business. Nothing listed there. Does anybody have anything we need to discuss? No?
Is it their minutes?
It's
under separate.
Separate.
Okay.
Under item 7, the approval of minutes, can I get a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from July 12th, 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on these?
Mm-mm.
No, nothing discussed? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Under item 9, superintendent's recommendation under personnel, letter A. Can I get a motion to approve letter A, numbers 1, 2, and 3?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Stratus?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters B and C?
So moved.
Is there any discussion?
Just really happy with the class of 2021. We had a really good draft, and we're bringing in a large amount of good educators to the kids in this district. So I'm excited. I think this may be our third or fourth batch that we're bringing in. Really excited about getting going with these people.
Very good. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations to everyone. Welcome aboard. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters D?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
It was B and C. B and C were grouped in. Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I counted from 5 to 4. So there we go. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendation, can I get a motion to approve letter E?
So moved. Second.
Discussion?
We're really happy to have David as a substitute bus driver because we have a minimal amount of bus drivers and we need them. And so I don't know if anyone will listen to the meeting afterwards,
but we
need bus drivers. And we have a really important educational assistant meeting on Wednesday, and we need educational aides in our school district as well. So we have a lot of great people in Norton, and we would love some of those great people to come and drive bus for us and to serve as educational aides for our kids.
And substitute teachers as well.
Substitute teachers.
And probably cafeteria.
Okay.
Just come to work.
Yeah. Yes.
Call the roll, please.
I'm sorry, I've totally lost. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
That was E, right?
That was
yes.
E.
That's what I thought.
E, okay. Yes. Under superintendent's recommendations, letter F, can I get a motion to approve numbers 1, 2, and 3?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Just that those positions are being increased by the amount that they have to be reposted. So the 5-hour, for instance, is being moved to 6 hours. So that's why the position is being eliminated.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. On the superintendent's recommendations, letter G, can I get a motion to approve numbers 1 through 8?
So moved. Second.
Is there a discussion on this?
Danny, do you want to talk about these open positions at all?
There's not a lot to say other than several of them have
It sat vacant all year last year, so we're just reposting next year hours. The four elementary schools that are six hours. They originally were five.
Two of those people were on the list above.
The other two just were never filled last year, so we're just looking to make sure that we have adequate coverage. Serve our students as well as monitor the playgrounds and the cafeterias and that kind of thing. So that's what the bulk of these items are for. The first two aid positions at the primary school are for the creation of a new, we have a new intervention specialist classroom down there, so it requires the assistance of those two aides. And then the other two at the middle school are just positions that need to be filled. So we do have a big meeting on Wednesday to any internal transfers that want to happen, and then we'll reach out to the public to fill the rest of them. Hopefully we will get people to fill them because we desperately need those filled.
Speak louder.
Speaking of the microphone.
Speak louder. Clear on maybe what, I know you kind of mentioned it, but what that the job entails.
So they range from working with students one-on-one that have needs that are specific to that student, all the way to working in classrooms, just assisting teacher with maybe two or three kids that maybe need pulled aside for things to be read out loud to them, that have reading comprehension deficits, that kind of thing, all the way down to our monitors at the playground, cafeterias, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, the educational aides, I mean, they have a tough job. They do everything short of teaching the kids directly. They just help serve alongside the teachers to make sure the kids have access to all the curriculum that they need.
Very good.
This is Denny's first year in this position, and there's a lot to organize. He's seeing that, but he's fit to do it. So his work with Amy, Steph, and all of our building principals, they go through every single student in this school district who's receiving special education services to make sure that their educational needs are met. It's a big task. It's a big Excel sheet. So thanks for your work so far on that. And Amy, Steph, and all of the building principals, it's a huge task, and obviously an important one for our school district. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Superintendent's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters H through N? As in Nancy.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letter O?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Motion passes 4-0. One abstaining. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letter P, numbers 1-7?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Are those an increase?
There were a couple of them. Do you remember, Amy, like a couple of them were $5? They went with everyday math?
The everyday math journals, again, they go up every year. And then the workbook, I think it's the fourth grade social studies workbook.
Okay. Very good. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letter Q?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters R through HH?
Kelly was busy.
Yes, she was.
So moved.
Is there any discussion? Any of this? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Item 10, Superintendent Report.
I've spoken enough.
All right. Very good. Not good, you don't have anything to say, but good. Spoke enough. We're on to item 11, executive session. Can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're now in executive session.
Okay.
We are now out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We are adjourned.